علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam has spoken many beautiful sermons that have got deep and powerful messages. And in the sermon number 3 that we are discussing presently is where he has presented the reason behind his governance, when he took over the governance and the caliphate from the others that did not deserve, and he who really deserved it from the very beginning had to take it afterwards. But anyhow, that is a deep discussion theologically and also historically. What is important is that Imam Ali alayhi salam here explains the reason behind his leadership. And he elaborates an important point, and that is that now that he's taking this authority, he sees that the same problem that existed at the time of the Prophet has now come back to this community 25 years after the death of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we had discussed that this problem is actually the problem of polytheism. But this polytheism is not the form of polytheism that we know normally, that we understand, in our normal, understandings. Rather, a different form of polytheism. Normally, when we hear polytheism, we feel like someone who believes in 5 or 6 gods, or maybe 100 gods, or one who believes in a partner to God, and things like that. Rather, polytheism in Islam is much deeper. It also includes obeying another entity apart from God without that other entity having permission from God to be an object of obedience. This is also a form of polytheism, because obedience is the sole right of God and God alone. And to obey other than God without permission, without being granted that authority, is definitely another form of polytheism. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that polytheism has returned. Now, when we say that this polytheism has returned, Maybe we should look at some of the examples that occurred at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that era, to see what was this polytheism that had come back. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly in the Quran that he is yaf'alu ma yasha'. Allah is the one who does whatever he pleases. Wa yahkumu ma yurid. And he gives the command or makes a verdict regarding however he wishes, like whatever he wishes, he gives a verdict for that. Yahkumu ma yurid. Allah is like that. But we notice at that time there were entities from before the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, before Imam Ali alayhi salam came to be a caliph, and even during that time, we see that unfortunately this role was usurped by certain human beings. There are people before Imam Ali alayhi salam who were ready to put the law of God under their feet to achieve their objectives. It is there in the history of Islam. There are people, there are known individuals that, for instance, that accepted not to punish a person who committed adultery to another woman who was forcefully, her husband was killed, and then that woman was taken, and that woman was performed adultery upon, and then after that the culprit was not punished, and therefore the word of God was not established in that sense.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
And there are many other examples. Now, when we come to the examples of the type of usurpation of this right of God to be able to perform whatever he pleases, to rule and govern however he wishes, was taken by others. There were individuals who, for example, Muawiyah, we have, that he would do whatever he wishes. He would kill people. Okay, he would, usurp their rights under the name of God, that he is the one who, for example, is applying the word of God, but in reality it was his own rule. It was his own whims that he was applying in the society. And that's why at that time, if you asked people, is Muawiyah God? They would say, no, he's not God. And he's a slave of God, of course. But yet, when you look at the way he was running the community and the society, and you would see that, of course, he actually acted like a person who would just command without knowing the law of God. A person who, for example, leads the Friday prayer and the sermon on a Wednesday. The same person who killed very sacred people like Hujr bin Adi without proper sanction. The same person who permitted, who called Ziyad bin Abi. Ziyad was a person who was the result of adultery. And they didn't know his father, so they would say Ziyad bin Abi. Ziyad, the son of his father. His mother's name was Sumayya, Ziyad bin Sumayya. Muawiyah openly came and said that this is my brother. Why? Because he brought someone to prove that his father was actually performed adultery with his mother, and therefore this child was born. While in Islam, a person who is born out of adultery is counted as fatherless. He just has a mother. That is the law of Islam. That is the law. But he put down this law and broke the law and brought his own law. So we notice that at that time, this polytheism where a person had the audacity to come and present their own feelings, their own desires, their own whims as laws of Islam was unfortunately a common problem, and therefore Imam Ali alayhi salam says that this polytheism has come back. And yes, it had come in a dreadful manner back into the society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه